Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Triple Threat with Sean Pendergast.
Get some action down on some of these crabs.
And Rich Lord.
What's that thing that they summon Batman with?
Be a part of the show at 713-572-4610.
What it is what it is.
Are you jittery?
I'm always jittery. It's my personality to be jittery.
This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Happy Football Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you on a nice steamy little Friday here. We're at Little Woodrow's on Bel Air, 4235 Bel Air Boulevard. I give out the address because we have not done a show at this one before, but it is great to be with you on a Friday. Hope you're having a great day. We're with you till 6 o'clock this evening. John McClain will be by along the way as well. My name is Sean Pendergast. To my right is Rich Lord. Rich, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Sean. It's great to be here. And as you and I both learned moments before the show started, this is not only the original Little Woodrow's in Houston. In 6 months, they'll be celebrating their 25th anniversary. And this is what a Texas ice house should be.
Three garage doors, a deck.
Three garage doors, nice deck. We are literally feet inside the railroad tracks on Bel Air Boulevard, if you're looking for exactly where we might be, because it's not a large place, and maybe it's gone unnoticed on your part, but it shouldn't be this afternoon.
I see people sitting in bar stools drinking cold beverages, and so that means, despite all the facelift going on here, and they're putting up some new TVs, and I think I heard they got their liquor license now, so it's, you know, not just the regular ice house fare. Yeah, it's the full menu. So exciting times. Little Woodrow's on Bel Air Boulevard. We're excited to be here. We're actually here this week and next week. So the next two shows we are doing here, and it's great to be with you. We got a lot of stuff to get into, Rich.
Yes.
But we start off the top with breaking news, which I think gives us 5 out of 5 days this week where there's been breaking news in the hour before our show.
I think you're right.
We don't realize how lucky we are to be coming on the air at 2 o'clock these days.
It's true.
I was actually going to lead off the show today with Colin Kaepernick, a Kaepernick-related story. I guess not directly having to do with the one we're about to touch on here, but the story that broke last night, and not totally confirmed by both parties, but reports that Colin Kaepernick, when approached about playing for the Alliance of American Football, reportedly wanted $20 million in a league where every player this season is making $70,000. He wanted $20 million. I have no idea if that's true. We can get into that in just a second, but I think we do need to get into the breaking news aspect of this first, since we just teased the folks. There has been a settlement in the grievance filed against the NFL by Eric Reed, the safety for the Carolina Panthers and brother of birthday boy Justin Reed, who turned 22 today. Happy birthday to him. Safety for the Houston Texans. And Colin Kaepernick, who has been out of football since 2016. Both kneeling for the national anthem when they were players. Reed taking a while to find employment last year until the Panthers signed him partially into the season. Played well there. Now he's under a 3-year deal there. And now this collusion case, which had been hanging over Reed, we talked earlier this week. The 3-year contract for him was probably not going to be something that necessarily helped the collusion case.
No, probably not. Although, in his opinion, it was just the opposite, but whatever. And that brings me to the point here early on. You just used the word partially. This is a partial story because it's been reported, statements have been released, but confidentiality clauses are being quoted to rationalize the fact that we still don't know any of the terms of this settlement. And I think that's pretty important stuff. I think it will likely leak at some point. Matter of fact, I've got Ian Rappaport's Twitter page up on my laptop right now to see if there might be an update. I don't know.
Look at you. You got like in case there's breaking news?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't you agree with me that at some point we're going to learn the outcome of this experience, you know, and I was wondering what was going to be announced first, the conclusion of this grievance against the NFL or the Mueller investigation. Apparently this one wins.
Right, right. If you're asking me, do I think we'll find out, I think yes.
I do too.
Do I think we'll find out through some normal channel where everybody agrees, hey, this is a good thing that everybody knows this? Hell no. And you, like you said, there's confidentiality statements, but there's so many.
I think both sides have motivation. Well,
whoever won better. Yeah.
Yeah. Has motivation to have this thing leak.
Yeah. My guess is, Rich, the NFL would just rather it not leak just so this story can go away. I think the NFL wants any story related to kneeling for the anthem and Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid to just, I think they want it to go away. I think reaching a settlement on something like this is indicative wanting it to go away.
But the NFL is not 32 entities that are always completely of like mind. There have been owners who've been leakers in the past.
They're not, and there's so many different potential points of failure in this leaking out, right? You have agents involved. You have family members involved. It's to your point, it's going to leak out. It'll leak out through one of these insiders, I'm sure. For what it's worth, the NFLPA is happy about the settlement. The NFLPA put out a statement, as you mentioned. Today we were informed by the NFL of the settlement of the Kaepernick and Reid collusion cases. We're not privy to the details, but support the decision by the players and their counsel. We continuously supported them from the start of their protest, participated with their lawyers throughout the proceedings. We're prepared to participate in the upcoming trial of both truth and justice for what we believe the NFL and its clubs did to them. We are glad that Eric has earned a job and a new contract. And the key part here, Rich, at the end, which is maybe a segue back into what I mentioned earlier, the NFLPA finishes by saying, we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well.
Well, and we can talk about his opportunities and his demands and things like that. But I do want to say one other thing about Eric Reid.
Sure.
And that is that I might agree with him on what he said the other day. He got a 3-year extension from the Panthers, $22 million in total value, $10 million guaranteed. His point was this, that this signing illustrates, number one, that the reason I had to wait so long just to get a job in the first place had nothing to do with football and everything to do with my stance on social injustice. And number two, that when he finally did find employment in the NFL with the Carolina Panthers, a player of his caliber had to settle for the NFL minimum. I do kind of think that both those things point toward, you know, the fact that he got this $22 million contract points toward an understanding by all that it was never about his football skills. He was always a highly valued football player.
Maybe. These are the things I would want to know, Rich.
And I'm only throwing this out because I wonder if this did impact what was announced today.
Until we know what the settlement is, it's hard to say what the odds are that it did or didn't. There's so many things we don't know about that. For example, did Eric Reid get any offers at all last year while he was sitting out, or did he get some offers that he just didn't feel were good enough, and ultimately he realized he's halfway through a season, man, he's on the verge of losing service time and things like that.
Right.
And he went and signed. The other thing I would say, and I pointed this out when you brought this up the other day, is that he plays a position that had a bunch of guys who didn't kneel for the anthem, who aren't polarizing at all, who had to settle for what I think they all probably perceived are below-market deals. Guys like Kenny Vaccaro and Trey Boston, even Tyrann Mathieu, who got a 1-year, $7 million deal from the Texans. These are all way below what the safety market had been at one time. I can't really assess the validity of what you're proposing. I don't think it's invalid, but I can't really assess the total validity of it, Rich, until we see this round of free agency play out and see what happens with the safety position.
Yeah.
If Tyrann Mathieu is all of a sudden getting a 3-year, $30 million deal, and Landon Collins is getting 4 years, $42 million. And
what might Glover Quinn get as he was released today by the Lions?
Glover Quinn, Kareem Jackson, all kinds of names that play the safety position. Is the NFL, you know, is the safety position kind of gone through a downturn and it's on a renaissance now? I think these are all things that need to be pointed out in the spirit of fairness to both sides of this thing, there are other elements in play with Eric Reid and Eric Reid getting a job. Look, Eric Reid still plays his position at a fairly high level. It's why he got a 3-year deal from the Carolina Panthers. When Colin Kaepernick was done playing football, he wasn't playing at a high level. He was a quarterback for a team that was picking in the top 5 in the draft. Statistically, he was a mess. The league had kind of seemed to figure him out. I would love to see Colin Kaepernick get back on the field, just because when he was at his best, he was fun as hell to watch, and it would be a fun story for guys like you and I to chop up and talk about. It's a story that's obviously got a lot of angles to it. But Colin Kaepernick reportedly was requesting $20 million from the Alliance of American Football to play. And this brings me around to my question about Kaepernick, Rich, is, you know, the NFLPA in its statement saying, and we continue to hope that Colin gets his opportunity as well. There had been talk when Kaepernick was first out of the league for a while, post the kneeling and post 2016.
He's missed the last two full seasons.
Right. There had been talk from some that he was asking for too much money. It had never been confirmed by either side, but there had been talk about that. My question about Kaepernick, and honestly my feeling about Kaepernick, is there's his brand is more valuable with him not playing football at this point than it is with him playing football at this point.
Define value.
Well, the brand of this of being a martyr from the NFL.
Right,
the
but
brand
you're not implying in financial value.
Take it.
You're saying that it allows him to maximize the potential of his cause, of his message.
Rich, he has a contract from Nike that's more than what he would have gotten if he were still playing football. He wouldn't have gotten a contract from Nike if he were a backup quarterback in the NFL.
I think there is a financial element to it. I'm not necessarily arguing with you because...
Guys speaking at places and things like that.
Yeah. If as reported...
So it is financial.
If this is accurate, that his request was that if you want me to play in the Alliance, it'll take $20 million. He doesn't want to play in the Alliance. You know, he is more comfortable moving forward in his life, continuing the activities that you just described. And, yeah, I guess they are fairly lucrative financially for him to do so.
Or else, I mean, he came up with a number, and it's $20 million. I mean, Colin Kaepernick,
it's
I think
ludicrous. And what was it, $225,000 3-year deal that they're handing out to everyone, non-guaranteed. That's what everyone has to take if you want to play in the Alliance.
No, I mean, you're asking me about the brand, you know, financially or the cause. I think they're all embedded as one big thing, are they not? Colin Kaepernick knows exactly how much money he's making from taking the stance that he's taking. My guess is he can make money on a speaking circuit, talking to groups that are of like mind or want to hear a story about a guy who stood for a cause or knelt for a cause in his case and I'll put air quotes, sacrificed everything in doing so. And I think there is value, Rich, like direct financial value. Colin Kaepernick has a contract with Nike and doesn't play a sport right now. If he were a backup quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, Nike's not giving him a 7-figure contract to be a spokesperson for their company. They've built an ad campaign around him. So, Rich, there's absolutely a financial element to the Colin Kaepernick brand, and to me, that brand is built in not playing football. I get it. He doesn't want to play in the Alliance, and it was a ludicrous request, if true. I do question how much he actually wants to play in the NFL.
Right.
I do question it.
Which doesn't make him a liar.
Not saying he doesn't want to, but I question
it. Which doesn't make him a liar. It doesn't make him deceitful in any way. It just maybe gives us a better window into whatever his agenda might be moving forward. Colin Kaepernick has made, you know, before these two full seasons he's missed, he's banked $43 million in his career. So it's never, I don't think, going to be about money with Colin Kaepernick. He doesn't need the money. I know he's donated a lot of his money to charitable causes and causes fostering social justice, and I get that, and I admire that about him. But, yeah, I think these developments, the settlement of the collusion case, the reported requirement if he was going to play football again. I mean, there's only half the starting quarterbacks in the NFL make $20 million.
Rich, we're all just guessing about his motivations because the guy never talks.
Right. He never does interviews. He never makes any public statements. And so we are left guessing. And, you know, quite frankly, if he's not going to play football, it's really not worth a lot of our breath on this show to even talk about Colin Kaepernick. But when there is breaking news like this, we will.
Yeah. No, of course. Absolutely. At the end of the day, if he isn't going to play football, then he's got a lot of people out there questioning every single quarterback signing in the NFL. Like, oh, this guy. Yeah, are you telling me this guy's better than Colin? Well, I'm surprised we didn't get that with Flacco the other day, because Kaepernick might actually be better than Flacco.
And that whack job Chris Carter suggesting that he should back up Brady in New England.
Yeah, I didn't see that, but all right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world.
Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.